From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Bush in Rome, midway through a European trip, says he disagrees with a Supreme Court ruling that says detainees at Guantanamo Bay have the right to use U.S. courts to challenge their detention. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
President Bush was meeting with Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi when the Supreme Court issued its 5-4 ruling, which overturns Bush administration policy. The president was asked about it at a news conference in Rome.
First of all, it's the Supreme Court decision. We'll abide by the court's decision. That doesn't mean I have to agree with it.
President Bush maintains the now rejected law had been written carefully to protect Americans from terrorists. He said he may go back to Congress to pursue legislation that would address the court's concerns and give the government the authority he says it needs. That will be much more difficult this time around, with the president's public approval ratings persistently at or near an all-time low, and with Congress now controlled by Democrats. Don Gagne, NPR News, Rome.
Justice Department today, meanwhile, said U.S. Military Commission trials of inmates will continue despite the ruling. Justice contends the ruling involves the status of detainees and not the trials themselves. More than a dozen Boy Scouts are still in the hospital following a tornado touchdown at a remote Iowa camp that left 4 Scouts dead. Officials say the 4 were killed when the twister bore down on them, giving them little time to escape. 93 boys and 25 staff members were attending a week-long leadership training session at the Little Sioux Scout Ranch. As many as 21 tornadoes touched down in Kansas last night. One of them was a half mile wide and tore through the small town of Chapman. More from Kansas Public Radio's Jay Schaefer.
80% of Chapman was damaged or destroyed, and the town's 1,300 residents were evacuated to nearby towns. Sharon Watson is with the State Adjutant General's Department.
We had tornadoes that touched down in several areas, and unfortunately it resulted in 2 fatalities.
A tornado also ripped through Manhattan, causing $20 million in damage to buildings at Kansas State University. The school's wind erosion laboratory was blown away, and the building housing the school's nuclear reactor was hit, but the reactor itself was not damaged. For NPR News, I'm Jay Schaefer in Lawrence, Kansas.
After failing to ram through a measure to extend jobless benefits for an additional 13 weeks yesterday, House lawmakers were able to get the bill passed today. Lawmakers approved the bill on a vote of 274 to 137. New York Democratic Congressman Michael Arcuri says the extra money would make a big difference for people who've lost their jobs.
Unemployment insurance can mean the difference between saving a home and failing to make a mortgage payment. It can mean the difference between purchasing needed medications and going without. And it can mean the difference between filling up the car to go out and look for another job and having to stay home.
However, the plan faces slim odds in the Senate and a veto threat from the White House. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 57 points. This is NPR. 2 top executives at investment bank Lehman Brothers have been shown the door. Chief Financial Officer Aaron Callan and Chief Operating Officer Joseph Gregory were both removed from their posts as the bank seeks to restore investor confidence and recover from a big decline in its share price this week. The firings follow word that Lehman, the nation's 4th largest investment bank, lost upwards of $3 billion during its latest quarter. On Monday, the bank announced plans to seek $6 billion in fresh capital to offset the losses. In Colombia, the Supreme Court ruled the head of the secret police accused of collaborating with Death Squad should be freed on procedural grounds. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Bogota.
Jorge Noguera was head of Colombia's intelligence service and close to President Álvaro Uribe. Prosecutors said that he also worked closely with right-wing paramilitary groups to target trade union activists and other leftists. Noguera could be freed as early as this afternoon. The court said the Attorney General's office had made errors as it investigated Noguera, who had been in jail 11 months. The revelations come as prosecutors investigate ties between more than 60 members of Congress and paramilitaries, most of the lawmakers close allies of President Uribe. Prosecutors said they would continue to mount a case against Noguera and arrest him again. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Bogota.
Officials in Brazil say 2 heavily armed men stole 2 engravings by artist Pablo Picasso from a Sao Paulo art museum. The thieves also reportedly got away with 2 oil paintings by 2 well-known Brazilian artists. Museum spokeswoman would only say the artworks were taken this morning. She did not immediately say which pieces were stolen from the museum. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.